Mahashivaratri signifies the moment that the consciousness goes through the mirror, through the looking glass, from the phenomenal plane into the real. This metaphor of going through the looking glass, of course, has been with us since ancient days, since Narcissus fell into the mirror lake. Did he die physically or to his ego? But Alice wasn't the first one to go through the glass into the wonderland beyond. Nor was Orpheus, that we saw in that famous French film, Orphée, nor, of course, was The Matrix the last time that this was to be encountered in art. But it must be encountered in life. The genius of Lacan, at the very start of his career, was the realization that this metaphor was at the foundation of the structure of the ego. But as he developed it further, he realized there was a nuance. It wasn't simply that the ego or the consciousness saw its image in the mirror and said, "Aha, that's me," and then became fused with its body image. No, he said, actually, the way it happens is the mother holds the infant in front of the mirror and says, "That's you." And so what is seen in the mirror is the combined form of the mother and child. And the mother's gaze is seen in the mirror. And because it's the mother's gaze in the mirror that affirms one's identity, one becomes the object of the gaze of the other. And the mirror contains one's subjectivity. And from then on, one is looking for one's mother in the mirror of the eyes of every other. And one's identity is fused with the mother. The I and the mother are one, becomes a complex in which psychologically one is imprisoned, captured by that mirror image, and unable to go through it or leave it behind. Now, in the traditional family system, before the modern age, when the father was still the being that the mother revered as the manifest deputy of God, and the father literally, truly was a lover of God and an incarnation of Dharma, then the child's gaze was upon the mother gazing at the father, and the child wanted the ideal of the father, which was God, which took the child away from the mother complex with the mother's permission because of her love for God, and the child could go on its vision quest to discover its own nature, free of all self-images that held it back in an infantile level of consciousness fused with the mother. But today that no longer happens. There is no one performing the father function, and the mother becomes the identifying root, and her gaze gives literally existence to the ego. So it cannot afford to leave, and it cannot get through. And so it is only by being able to go through that looking glass that subject and object can again become unified, and consciousness can leave its split mind condition and regain the wholeness of its consciousness. This is the meaning of Mahashivratri, to go through the mirror to unify Shiva and Shakti. You know, the Kashmir Shaivite schools, they eventually became unified under one banner that they called the Trika school. Trika means Holy Trinity. Every religion has a Holy Trinity, but this one is probably the most accurate. Shiva, Shakti, and Nara comprise the Trinity. Nara is the human level of consciousness. So we have the noumenal, the phenomenal, or the transcendent and the immanent as the absolute consciousness, the cosmic consciousness, and the human consciousness. Nara means human. But the goal is to unify Shiva and Shakti, subsume them into one's own consciousness, and go beyond all images of Shiva and Shakti, and that's when Nara transforms into Narayana, which is the avatar of the Absolute, who is the founder of Satyuga, because a golden age cannot be born except out of that Absolute consciousness that becomes manifest in the phenomenal plane, unifying duality and non-duality. So it is this moment of going through the mirror in which the gaze and the object become once again unified in absolute subjectivity, without an object, without another, in which the absolute self, now out of space and out of time, back in its eternal nature, rediscovers its original true self. It's that return to God consciousness prior to incarnation, prior to the identification with an image. And that image is contained in the thoughts we have, it's contained in the desires we have, the projections we have, and the karma that we have, all bring us back to that complex in which we are tied to the image, which is the image of the mother as well as of the child, and keeps one in an infantile, immature state in which one is afraid to go through the mirror because one will be abandoned by the mother. One will be abandoned by all of the signifiers that one's mental chatter keeps alive in one and keeps one held in a state of desire and fear. But it's only going through that plane, traversing the fantasy that that mirror represents, that brings us to liberation. That's the freedom that we must gain, that brings us into the consciousness of Shiva. And so this is the day of our great liberation, our great realization, our great rebirth, once we go through the death that the plunging through the mirror image represents, the shattering of the mirror image, and the entering into the emptiness, the void, the shunyata, which becomes the space in which we discover the fullness of our eternal nature and the light that had been lost in the darkness of identifying with the shadow image. And once we return to the light, then that light shines into the phenomenal plane and illuminates all once again. So the quest cannot be completed until we transcend the plane in which the I thought remains the basis of identity. Through that mirror, there is no longer any I, no longer any other, but the non-duality of absolute presence. That is Shiva. That is Narayana. That is the self, the unification of the energy of love and the power of presence that can endure the absence of all the known, all the environment, all the otherness that supports and props up the false identity, and can traverse through that infinite emptiness to find the great light of our being that had been lost because of our hypnotic trance that kept us asleep in a world of ghosts, a world of images, a world of unrealities based upon projections that were always seeking a lost object who can never be found in this world, and a love that can only be fulfilled in the union of the soul with God. This is the moment of our redemption through the fulfilling of the heart's deepest yearning for freedom, for unity, for empowerment, for wholeness. And the split mind condition will fall away, and we will realize nothing is real except the self, Shiva, and that great infinite self shines as the entire world, as a unified field of infinite beauty, goodness, purity, love, joy, and infinite intelligence. May you all go through the looking glass and find your true self. May you find the peace at the end of the Om, the end of all the permutations of sound and sense, the end of all the images produced by signifiers, the end that is the silence, the stillness of absolute presence, that can see the mirror image for what it is, an illusion, a mirage, a void, and with the courage to pass through that illusory barrier, find the infinite self that abides in eternal peace. And may you have the even deeper grace of the realization of the unity of the plane of illusion with the consciousness that has created it, dreamed it, imagined it as a labyrinth of possibilities in which every image, every facet of the diamond mind could be expressed and recognized as an aspect of the self, as the great mother, the Mother Goddess, the infinite power of nature to create and sustain and destroy. And may you go through to the ultimate grace of the deathless power of pure spirit, the Supreme Father, the deathless, formless, infinite intelligence that remains forever unmanifest, without qualities, without differentiation of consciousness, but in the absolute simplicity and purity of total potency that remains in its capacity to manifest, but without activating that capacity until the perfect moment arises, when the old has died away because of one's extinguishing of all that is obsolete, all that no longer serves the pure spirit, and one has the creative divine spark to give birth to the new. May you have that power that is the fertile egg of the cosmos, the Hiranyagarbha, that brings about the birth of the new age, because you have been willing to go through your own death and conquer that illusion and realize the eternal power of spirit to create worlds without end. Amen. And be the heroic avatars who guide those worlds to the bitter end and the beautiful return of the redemptive light of divine, perfect, infinite love. And may you realize the moment is now. Namaste. Namaste.